From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In McAllen, Texas today, Bridgestone Firestone reached a settlement with a Texas family in a high-profile liability lawsuit. A jury spent 2 days deliberating the case before lawyers agreed on a reported $7.5 million settlement. The case stems from an accident in March 2000 when a Ford Explorer fitted with Firestone tires flipped. The crash left 39-year-old Marisa Rodriguez paralyzed and brain damaged. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from McAllen.
The negotiations for a settlement were instigated by lawyers for the Rodriguez family. As the jury was starting a third day of deliberations in an office on one side of the federal courtroom, lawyers for both sides were buzzing in and out of another small office nearby. Shortly after, the judge called everyone into the courtroom and announced a settlement had been reached between Firestone and the Rodriguez family. Joel Rodriguez, who brought the lawsuit, put his arms around his brother and held him tight. Later, he spoke fondly about what the settlement would mean to him and his wife, Marisa, who was severely injured in the crash.
We are pleased with the agreement we have settled right now. Marisa is our main concern right now, and I think we are going to get our lives back, at least not as it was before, but now we can begin to work over that.
The crux of the case was whether a tread separation on a Firestone tire caused the Rodriguez's Explorer to roll over. Ford had settled the case for $6 million a month before the trial began. But the Rodriguez family spurned a settlement offer from Firestone. The family's lawyers in this case and Ford say the tires are defective and shouldn't have failed. But Firestone tried to shift the blame to Ford, saying design flaws in the Explorer make it prone to rolling over after a blowout. Firestone has already settled more than 200 similar lawsuits. And Bob Schick, an attorney for Firestone, said his company was willing to settle this case even before it went to trial. But he said in some ways, Firestone was satisfied that some information did get out during court proceedings.
We were very happy, as I think the plaintiffs expressed to you, to be able to get our story out in front of this jury. That story being that this is not just a tire issue. This is a vehicle issue as well, and we believe that story came through loud and clear to this jury.
It's the first time a tire defect case against Firestone has gone to trial since the company recalled 6.5 million tires last August. There are hundreds of similar cases still pending. The plaintiff's lawyers in this case are also handling most of the upcoming lawsuits, sometimes going after the tire company and in other cases going after Ford. This trial gave lawyers a chance to rehearse how they would handle future cases against Ford and Firestone. Tab Turner, one of the lead attorneys in the case, says their main strategy is still to make sure their clients are taken care of.
And if that means taking Ford on, so be it. If that means taking Firestone on, so be it. And one of these days there's going to be a nuclear explosion with both of them in the room.
Even though plaintiffs say their case was strong, there were concerns that the jury still hadn't come to a decision after 2 days of deliberations. Roberto Salazar, a friend and lawyer for the Rodriguez family, hinted there was nervousness in their camp.
There's always a risk that this jury would have been a hung jury and they would have had to do this all over again. So they were ready to put finality and they're real pleased.
Later in the day, Joel Rodriguez, followed by his three children, wheeled his wife, Marisa, into the judge's chambers to meet the lawyers from Firestone. This case is settled, but there's still no clear decision about what caused the accident that left the mother of three paralyzed and brain damaged. Jackie Northam, NPR News, McAllen, Texas.